Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Help. I need somebody's help. It was three Saturdays ago today that I was circling around a hill in Carpentria on my bicycle. At about 35 miles per hour that it happened. My little thin racing wheels hit not one, not two, but three big fat potholes. Next thing I knew, the ground was moving fast towards me, and I skidded across the other side of the street and came bashing down against the aptly named crash barrier. There I lay, having my own kind of California dream. I was riding with a young man named Mikey, who we've taken under our wings for the last 9 years now, and thankfully he was uninjured, having avoided the holes I hit moments earlier. Although in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden there appeared an angel of a man I came to know later as Fernando. He spoke very little English, but thankfully Mikey could speak fluent Spanish to him. Within a flash, our bikes were loaded in his truck on the way to the local ER. There we were welcomed with five-star service, and within the space of about 3 hours, I was monitored, cleaned up, x-rayed and diagnosed of having a broken clavicle, which I came to understand is the collarbone. Although I understand this was a good break, which to me sounded like an oxymoron, I am disappointed though 2 weeks later to still have had no communication from my primary care physician's office as she's on vacation. On the bright side, I came to realise that a plentiful amount of Swiss chocolate does in fact help bones heal best. Now you might be thinking, sad story Paul, but what does this have to do with going the extra mile in the workplace? Well, I can actually see so many parallels between my accident and what occurs in the workplace every day. Number one, when one colleague is hurting or struggling, it takes another to offer a helping hand, just like Mikey helped me on that great but dreadful day. Number two, help can appear from the most remarkable of places. Who can you be a Fernando to at work? Can you go out of your way to help someone in need? Or do you tend to look away and walk away because it's not your job? Mikey told me that two people slowed down and just rode on by before Fernando flew in on the wings of angels. Number three, you've heard it said, teamwork makes the dream work, and in my case it really did. I was attended to swiftly by seven individual specialists who each knew their role and did it efficiently and effectively. The doctor was humble, listened well, and appeared as one of the team and didn't seem to lord it over the others. My observation has always been a workplace team that has clarity of purpose and is led by servant leaders can always outperform the work of a lone genius and their minions. Fourthly and finally, sadly, at my own primary care physician's office, I've seen again the worst examples of a pyramid style of management. My doctor was on vacation and so everything has slowed to a stop. Even though my doctor is part of a large, well-known medical practice, no one was able to help me because she's the one. She's the top of the organisational chart in her office. Trouble is, pyramids are tombs and all is now dormant until the pharaoh returns. Don't we often see this in many workplaces? No decisions can be made and nothing moves forward until approved by the boss. Conversely, great organisations turn that pyramid upside down and empower their people to find solutions for their customer immediately. In summary, I have so much to be grateful for, as I know this could have been much, much worse. I'm especially grateful to have been reminded of the above four timeless principles. I just would have preferred the lesson without the pain.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.